Do you like? Now I know the answer to this.
We'll try.
You don't like romantic movies.
Sometimes I do. You know, I liked what was romantic.
Yeah, you can't even name one.
No, I can't name one off the bat. Oh,
like
you know
Evil
what?
Dead Wait. Is not romantic.
Well, no, there's a love story in there. So yes, Evil Dead, very romantic. Shaun of the Dead, very romantic.
Very
Shaun of
romantic.
The Dead, you know, he saves her. So yeah.
Zombieland, very romantic.
Very romantic. Okay. There's a love story in there.
I have the 25 most romantic movies. So if you want to take today and maybe watch a movie before you go to bed.
Okay.
Here's the 25. I don't know how many of these I agree with. Number 25, Roman Holiday. I don't know what that is. That's from 1953.
It's a classic movie. It's an old movie. I don't know it either, but I know that it's a classic.
Okay. Number 24, Carol from 2015.
Yeah, that's the one with Cate Blanchett. I think she won an Oscar for it.
All right. Number 23, blah, The Notebook.
Your girl is in that. Wait a minute. Rachel McAdams.
I know, but it's a sappy love movie. So it should be higher than 23 at least. If you're going to put that on the list, it's got to be higher than 23.
Can I shock you?
Yeah.
I have never seen The Notebook.
Really?
I've never seen it. And I love Rachel McAdams because, you know, she's my girl from Mean Girls.
Right.
I have never seen The Notebook. Never. I proudly have never seen The Notebook.
Number 22, I've never seen this movie. And people are going to think I'm nuts because I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
You've never seen Dirty Dancing?
I've never seen it. It was actually taped in North Carolina in the mountains. I've never seen it.
Well, it was also it was sort of before our time in a way. It's sort of an older movie. But, you know, reruns of it are always on, like television. You turn it on, there it is, you know?
Yeah, okay. My parents love it, so that's all I know. Number 21, a movie I actually like, Peggy Sue Got Married. I like that movie.
Okay, that's... who's in that one? Is that Nick Cage?
Yeah, Kathleen Turner, Nick
Cage. And Nicolas Cage, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Script is one of Francis Ford Coppola's finest, they say.
Okay, all right.
So, 20, Beauty and the Beast. It's a cartoon.
Yeah, classic, though.
Number 19 should be number 1, The Princess Bride.
Oh, my God. That's one of the best movies. Forget about romance. That's one of the best movies, hands down.
Yeah, and they got it at 19. Number 18, Love and Basketball. That's from 2000.
Another good one.
17, Pretty Woman. Should be higher.
A little corny. I'm over Pretty Woman now. Over it.
Yeah, but for the first, I don't know, 10
over
years.
Over it.
For the first 10 years after it was released, you loved it. So... it took you a while to be over it. 16, I've only watched half of it because I couldn't get myself to watch the other half, Crazy Rich Asians.
That was a great movie. How did you not watch the whole thing?
I only watched half.
Awkwafina was amazing in that.
I understand it might have been a really good movie. I just never gone back to it.
Okay, Nico Santo, the actor from Superstore, is so good in that movie. Just watch it for Awkwafina and Nico Santo. I'm telling you, just watch it for them. You will laugh your butt off.
Number 15, Love Actually.
Classic, but that's a Christmas movie. So I don't know.
It's romantic, though, I guess. Number 14, If Beale Street Could Talk.
I started watching that. I only fell asleep because I watched it at like 11 o'clock at night and I was already tired. Mm. I never finished it, but everybody loves that movie.
Yeah, I like Beale Street, so I might like that movie. I don't know. Number 13, Moulin Rouge.
Hated it.
Number 12, Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, that's a classic. I give him that one.
11 is Moonstruck, another Nick Cage Cher movie.
Right. She won the Oscar for that.
Number 10, Dr. Zhivago from 1965.
That's my mother's favorite movie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's her favorite movie. I should probably watch that at some point.
Never seen it. Number 9, a movie when we were doing mornings came out and I never saw it, La La Land.
Oh, I hated it. It was you would hate it. Do not watch it. You will hate everything about it. It's not, the dialogue makes no sense. The relationships make no sense. You're going to hate the music. You're going to hate the direction. You will hate everything about La La Land. I'm just warning you now.
Number 8, Brokeback Mountain.
That was kind of romantic.
Yeah. And number 7, Slumdog Millionaire. Never saw it.
Good movie. Really good movie.
Number 6, I'm waiting for it to be canceled any day now, Gone with the Wind.
Oh, yeah. It's weird that's not canceled. I had to watch that in college. I took a class, like one of these like historic film class kind of things. And they made us get this. They made us sit there and watch Gone with the Wind is like a 4-hour movie.
Mm-hmm.
They made us sit there and watch the entire thing. They stopped in the middle. They let us take a bathroom and snack break. And then we had to come back and watch the rest of it.
It is a brilliant, brilliantly shot and acted movie. It's just way it didn't stand up.
For its time, it was like a classic movie because that was the whole idea that we were watching the filmmaking and not the racism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't there to like judge the content of it. It was just the filmmaking aspect of it was the class that I was in. So from that perspective, it was, I mean, it was 1939, way ahead of its time in terms of how that movie was made.
Yeah, and it was color. I mean, that was like one of the first color movies. So that's why it made $1 billion. Number five, It Happened One Night. That's from 1935.
Never even heard of that one.
Yeah, it's a Clark Gable. It's one of those Clark Gable movies. Number four, When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, okay. That is still an amazing story. It's about two best friends who end up falling in love. And my favorite part are all the scenes. It's a Rob Reiner movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those scenes where they have like all the couples on the couch telling their story. And they have like these old people and they're like, yep, well, when I first met him, I thought he was a jerk, but he proved me wrong. And here we are 68 years later. So it's, and then at the end, it's Harry and Sally sitting on the couch being like, well, it started out as a friendship and they're telling their story. It's really beautiful. It's still a really beautiful movie.
You just ruined it for everybody.
Okay. If you haven't seen Harry Met Sally by now, fuck you.
Number three, and we'll ruin this one for you too. Titanic, and he dies at the end. So,
I rolled my eyes out loud in that movie. I got shushed in that theater because every time something really corny happened or something that was just like the music would swell because they wanted you to emote here, I would just go, oh God. And people were like, that's what I remember from Titanic, because I hated it and people shushed me.
Well, the problem is it was a totally fake story because the Titanic didn't sink. It was the Olympic that sank.
No, the Titanic. Don't start this. Don't start your stupid conspiracy theory. The Titanic did sink.
Number two, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
That was okay. It's another Kate Winslet movie. Kate Winslet and Jim Carrey. Yeah.
And number one, we figured, number 1942, Casablanca.
Really? That's their number one?
Number one. Never saw it.
That is a weird choice for number one.
No, I think that would be number one. That's what everybody talks about. Frankly, Darling, I Don't Give a Damn and all that.
No, that Frank. Okay, first of all, Frankly, Darling, I Don't Give a Damn is from Gone with the Wind.
So what's the line from Casablanca? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Okay, but it's...
Play it again, Sam.
Okay, I've never saw it, so it's in black and white. I can't watch it.
Yeah, no, I can't watch black and white movies either. Yeah, it's just, so those movies are so corny. So what do you think is what should be the number one romantic movie of all time?
Princess Bride. It's got to be Princess Bride.
Princess Bride is your number. Mine is Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Dracula?
Yes.
No.
It's a really intense romance story. Yes, that's the whole concept of Dracula is about like this insidious love. It's a love story. You know, basically that and Bride of Chucky are the two biggest love stories. There's romance in both of those if you watch them carefully.
And Twister, if you watch Twister, it's a love story too. At the end, they hook up. No, the Princess Bride Stroker's Dracula. Are you kidding me?
I'm telling you, Dracula, number one.
Number one. See, that says everything about you and I. Mine is the Princess Bride. Yours is Dracula. Right there. If you want to know anything about this show, that's
there it
right there.